Yeah, so the Regional Infrastructure Tracker, which was is a report from the Northern Western Region Assembly, it basically aims to inform national, regional and local stakeholders on the latest developments regarding infrastructure in the Northern Western Region of Ireland. Firstly, I suppose, as a means of supporting the implementation of our regional spatial economic strategy, and then also secondly, informing stakeholders of these kind of developments in advance of the consultations of the national planning framework. So I suppose, Katie, one of the key findings from the regional infrastructure tracker is that it shows just how skewed public sector investment is in Ireland towards the Greater Dublin area and away from kind of regions such as the Northern Western Region of Ireland. And just to give you an example here, despite the fact that the Northern Western Region of Ireland accounts for just under 18% of Ireland's population, the region only accounted for just under 10% of all investment associated with public sector tenders worth more than €1 million, and only accounted for just under 6% of all investments associated with public sector tenders worth more than €20 million. And that's the same for all. This information is not just available at a regional level, but also at a county level as well. And we see a similar situation again with Donegal, with Donegal accounting for just over 3% of Ireland's population, yet it only accounts for 1.5% of all investment associated with public sector tenders worth more than 20 million. So the kind of the big projects of scale, which you kind of need in order to kind of address the sizable infrastructure deficits that we are seeing across the region. And we are, and as a result, of, I suppose, of this underinvestment, it's no surprise to see that the Northern Western Region of Ireland is experiencing deficits that are not only undermining the development of our economy, but also our transition to a low-carbon society. And that's going to lead to rising regional imbalances, which we're already seeing, and population, employment and investment continuing to be overly concentrated around the Greater Dublin area. And just to pick up on the point that you mentioned at the start, it is particularly evident in transport with these infrastructure deficits. And it's gotten to the point now that our region is ranked 218th out of the 234 EU regions in terms of transport infrastructure. So despite the, I suppose, the exceptional growth of the Irish economy in recent years, our transport infrastructure would be ranked by the European Commission to that of what the European Commission defined as less developed regions in countries such as, say, Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, Poland and Hungary and Slovakia, just to name a few. And we found other infrastructure deficits across a host of other areas, whether it be social housing, wastewater and water infrastructure, but also in terms of the electrical grid as well. Well, based on the information that we've obtained from the as part of this publication, the Regional Infrastructure Tracker, it is clear that the likes of not just the wider Northern Western Region of Ireland, but particularly like counties such as Donegal, very much rural-orientated counties, are receiving below-average allocations when it comes to distribution, whether it be of investments associated with public tenders or investments associated with, say, prominent investment programs from various government departments or public agencies. So part of this, and this is part of, I suppose, the role of the Northern Western Regional Assembly, we have an advocacy role, not just the likes of myself and the executive of the Northern Western Regional Assembly, but also our elected county councillors. We'll be raising these issues with our national policymakers about how exactly can we address these sizable infrastructure deficits. And the report itself actually talks about a number of recommendations that need to be implemented to address these challenges. And the most, I suppose, are, well, in total, we have five high-level recommendations. Our standout recommendation is the delivery of 13 priority projects for the Northern Western region of the island of Ireland. So these include, say, for example, in the case of Donegal, some of the relevant projects will include the delivery of the Donegal 10T projects, which ranges from everything from developments regarding the N56 and N13, Letterkenny to Manor-Cunningham, and the N14, Manor-Cunningham to Lifford-Strabane, and also the A5 road development. So obviously that's on a cross-border basis as well, but it's not just obviously road infrastructure projects as well. We obviously need other infrastructure assets developed. And in the case of Donegal, our priority projects would include, say, for example, the delivery of the Atlantic Technological University's proposed Letterkenny IT education and library building, which has been announced for funding since 2017. And these are the kind of infrastructure projects we're going to need in order to kind of, I suppose, overcome these infrastructure deficits that we've highlighted in the report, but more, I suppose, importantly, to kind of support more balanced regional development in Ireland, take pressure off the Greater Dublin area, and support more, greater economic opportunities within the likes of the Northern Western region of Ireland and Donegal.